This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here as we launch into the third hour of the program. Joining you in the studio this evening, you've got me, Ian.
Greg.
And Mark.
And you can join us toll-free at 855-450-FREE. We've been talking about money, and the question over at fxstreet.com is America headed for a post-apocalyptic currency collapse? You know, the question is, when will the U.S. dollar die? You know, it seems like it's inevitable.
The signs point to maybe.
Well, all of the government monies in over time have failed eventually.
They right. I mean,
all
you
become
know,
subject to
over the course. Entropy has this effect, right?
Well,
over
so
the
does course, printing money.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, but in a million years we won't have this. You know. Civilization, and in
yes.
billion years, we won't have this planet.
Maybe. No doubt. The amount of time that government currencies last is usually, 100 years or something like that? It's not particularly
40.
Long. Is it only 40?
It's 40.
Wow.
The two
so
that have
way overdue.
Really kicked the numbers in the crotch are the pound sterling,
mm-hmm.
not backed by sterling, and the U.S. dollar, which, by the way, is a derivative of a Dutch word meaning a certain measurement of silver.
Right.
So both of these fiat currencies, we say fiat meaning the government has said that they are currencies, are lies. Because the pound sterling isn't backed by sterling, and the U.S. dollar
but it was
isn't backed by a dollar.
Was the pound sterling backed by silver in the past?
Yes.
Right.
So was the United
so
States
the
dollar.
The dollar used to refer to the gold dollar. And then what happened was in the Civil War, we were talking about the Civil War, to bankroll the Civil War, government needs money.
Mm-hmm.
So it would issue bonds. But then they issued the greenback.
Yeah, the greenback.
Yeah.
The greenback. That became the most popular monetary instrument. See, at the time we had the free banking era, so the federal government wasn't in the business of either backstopping the banks
mm-hmm.
In terms of liability, but also regulating the reserves. The states were doing that.
Mm.
And so in the free banking era, many banks failed because they overextended themselves and there was a run on the bank and so on. Well, the federal government issued the greenback, and it was redeemable for two things only. One was the tariffs, because that's what the government was funded by.
Right.
You could pay tariffs with it. And the other is land taxes, because at the time, you paid land taxes to, I suppose, the federal government? I'm not sure about that. But
maybe you paid to the state,
government?
And the state sent some money to the feds. Who knows?
They had an arrangement, maybe. But anyway, because there was so much that you could use it on versus like a local bank where you can only redeem it at that local bank,
mm-hmm.
it became the most popular monetary instrument. And then that wasn't good enough. They made it legal tender for all debts. Public and private. It says that on every dollar, if you look.
Right.
What that means is that if you go to a state court and you have a debt, like let's say you went to the restaurant and then you skipped out on your bill,
mm-hmm.
right? Well, they're going to ask, did you offer dollars? And the restaurant owner says, yeah, but I wanted gold. They say case dismissed because it's legal tender, you see. They can't force you to give any other type of remuneration. Dollars have become legal tender. And that is how they effectively made it so that dollars are accepted everywhere.
But you could do business in a way that, say you sell lawnmowers, right? And you can say, I'm only accepting gold bullion for lawnmowers,
yes.
in so much as you don't give the lawnmower to them until you get the gold bullion,
yeah,
as opposed to a restaurant where you eat the food and then you go up to pay the bill.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are restaurants where you pay the bill and then you get the food.
That's true. That's how it worked in Japan.
That's how it worked at McDonald's. When I went
Great
there
point.
Recently,
right.
the lady accidentally gave me the bag first, and she's like, please don't drive away. I'm not driving away.
And those are the only restaurants that can say, we don't take paper. Because
yeah.
everyone else, yeah, you don't take paper? Okay, goodbye.
For the longest time, they weren't taking cards. Now they do.
So, story here from FXStreet.com about the inevitable fall of the dollar. Really, the question is when. It's talking about how, you know, sort of this perfect storm for what has occurred. Jeremy Boring of the Daily Wire.
The man's name is Boring.
B-O-R-E-I-N-G. It is.
Yeah. And he writes,
for the Daily Wire.
Perhaps you should change your name if you write for a living and your name is boring.
That social chaos erupted in an 8-step process. One, instill fear, which, of course, governments have been doing forever. Two, lock people in their houses.
Check.
Three, drive tens of millions out of work. Four, remove pressure valves like sports, concerts, bars, theaters, lunch with friends, things that people can do to blow off some steam, like my life sucks, I'm going to go drink, you know, and I can't even do that now.
Oh, no, they're drinking.
Well,
it's not drinking with people.
Yeah. Right.
Drinking more now.
Number five.
Pre-game all the time.
Close the churches, as we discussed earlier. Number six, dehumanize through masking the healthy. And that's what I've been saying about the masks this whole time, is this dehumanization masquerading as though it's something that's good for humanity.
Right. I mean, when you can't see people's faces, that's the definition of dehumanization.
Yep. And number seven, wait. Eight, strike the match. The match was the death of a suspect named George Floyd. He had fentanyl and other drugs in his system and may have been charged with a relatively minor crime. A police officer appeared to use excessive force in pinning him down. Actually, it was more than one. Clearly, Floyd's death and the police actions that led to it deserve to be investigated. But the establishment media decided, without evidence of racial bias by the officer, and in contradiction to evidence that shows black arrestees are actually less likely to be killed by white cops. That's an interesting claim. I have not heard that before.
Less likely than whom?
I don't know.
Presumably, it would be
all the other races
combined.
Yeah,
right,
maybe.
The other races of cops.
To make Floyd's death all about the incendiary issue of race. Time will tell if race played a role, but most agree the video evidence show the officer in the wrong. And so the fire was lit. The American Institute for Economic Research notes, quote, many of the overly confident planners who hatched this disaster are hunkered down in hiding. People are unlikely to ever hold the mainstream media in high regard, unquote. Sowing the seeds of hatred and whipping up already anxious populations into a frenzy over a fabricated narrative, racism, of a single person's death means many more lives that should have mattered will now be lost to senseless violence. The article concludes pessimistically, quote, the best laid plans inspired by myopic modelers, eschewing of expert opinions of dissident scientists, disregarding of essential rights, fueled by media fabrications and irresponsibility imposed by governments at all levels. It's a new chapter of the road to serfdom, unquote. Some economists are predicting a death blow to small businesses that were already unprecedented.
I don't see how, like, a lot of small businesses that I've seen have gone out of business.
It's already happening. Under unprecedented financial strain. Remember when we were reading about business owners and their kind of opinion of what's happening to them, we read a story of some California business owners on one street. They interviewed, like, six different business owners and, like, hey, asked them, you know, what's happening to you? How's this affecting your business? And a lot of them were saying, I don't think I can make it past May. Well, we're about to be out of May.
Yeah.
Very, very soon.
We're out of May. Yeah.
Article from Business Insider. More than half of American retailers didn't pay their rent in April and May, and it could upset the entire economy.
Let's talk about that coming up. I'm glad you brought that up, because when I first saw you, you showed me that headline, and when I glanced at it, I thought it said half of American renters. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that's believable. But then I looked closely, and it's
retailers.
Retailers haven't paid their rent. So we got to get into that, too. Some economists were predicting this: the death blow to small businesses that were already under unprecedented financial strain. If they weren't ransacked, looted, and destroyed by hooligans, they will feel the macro effects of urban decline and flight, plummeting consumer confidence, falling property values, and worsening budgetary crises for state and local governments. But don't worry. Walmart, Amazon, Google, JP Morgan Chase, and all their close friends in D.C. will be just fine.
Yeah, they're doing okay.
In the event that any too-big-to-fail entity runs into trouble, it'll get bailed out by the Federal Reserve, just like they did in 2008.
Wasn't it those cruise ship companies that are asking the U.S. government to bail them out?
Sure, and the newspapers?
The same companies that offshore all of their registrations to other countries
to avoid paying
taxes.
Exactly. The demands for bailouts going forward will only accelerate. Lockdown relief is still being dispensed, and soon, quote, riot relief, unquote, will come too. The currency crisis will also come, perhaps later this year, perhaps further out in time. Admittedly, most of us in the sound money camp have been surprised at how resilient the Federal Reserve note has been for so long. As you said, Mark, these guys have been predicting the downfall of the dollar for decades.
The Federal Reserve is an excellent bunch of jugglers.
but the world's primary reserve currency has never had to weather a storm quite like the one we're in now. No government can borrow into oblivion, and no currency can be printed into oblivion without that currency losing credibility and purchasing power. So where's this one going to go? 855, 450, free, and how soon? That's really the only question. We know the direction. We just don't know the time frame. 855-450-3733. You can share your thoughts on the inevitable death of the dollar. This is Free Talk Live.
Mojo would swallow things whole. A chicken carcass, a bird nest, and assorted stones and sticks. After surgery, Mojo had skin issues. He was constantly itching and scratching, chewing the hair right off of his legs.
DinoVite.com.
On the DinoVite, all of these symptoms disappeared.
DinoVite is nutrition.
If you love your dog, you need to put him on DinoVite.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
DinoVite.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Not shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk. Talk Live, inviting you, if you want to join us on the radio, our number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about the money situation and how dire it looks on the horizon. Of course, it's always looked bad for the dollar. The value of it has been plummeting ever since they took the gold and silver backing away from it. Way back in the day, I guess Nixon finally got rid of the silver standard or whatever it was in the early 70s.
Right. So what the what Nixon did was that nations could demand gold for dollars that they held, and that was the Bretton Woods Accords, and that's
you know, he canceled that.
Yeah,
that's what you're saying.
Basically, you know.
Yeah, and they got rid of the people being able to collect the silver, backing the silver certificates. What was that, the 30s, I think, when they stopped
it? I don't know that part.
Yeah. Because they used to. You can still find them every now and then.
You'll find a silver certificate, and it says very clearly on it that you can turn this in for an amount of silver.
Right, because it wasn't a note. It wasn't evidence of debt. It was evidence of value, right? So it's Ian, Greg, and Mark in the studio here tonight. We're sharing an opinion piece from FXStreet.com where he's talking about a potential collapse of the currency coming up after all this, you know, terrible news that has hit this economic downturn as a result of the government's restrictions responding to the COVID-19, which was, you know, as I've put it in recent months, completely overblown. No government, he says, can borrow into oblivion, and no currency can be printed into oblivion without that currency losing credibility and purchasing power. I mean, just look at Venezuela. You want a great example of the failure, one of the most recent in our history failures of a currency. The people of Venezuela, they know better than to hold on to a bolivar. You get that bolivar, and you spend it as soon as you possibly can because it's going to be worth less 10 minutes later.
It's a hot potato.
Yeah, the U.S. debt clock, it's the usdebtclock.org.
Mm-hmm. What's that right now?
Jumped up dramatically with Trump's issuing of...
It wasn't just Trump. Remember, that was a bipartisan bill that Trump signed.
Fine. Yeah. You know, the... Trump is going to get the
he'll get the blame.
The blame for it.
But keep in mind, the government had been going into debt the previous 4 years by not raising enough revenues and still spending.
Well, and that's what they've always done, basically. Yeah. I mean, they're constantly going into deeper and deeper debt, and that's to be expected because they themselves aren't held liable for it.
And I predicted that if Trump gets reelected, that you will see a $40 trillion debt at the end of his term. And I don't know how it's going to happen. It's just happened that way up to this point. Now, I don't, you know, at this point we're at $25 trillion, so tick-tock, it's coming. I don't know if Trump's going to get reelected, and I don't know how that will affect the debt, but the debt is at an incredible height, and I just don't know what is going to happen. The United States Federal Reserve note, it's a note because it's an issuance of debt.
Correct.
And, I mean, you know, how does this work? We don't have a lot of experience as a debt note as the world's reserve currency. What could happen? I don't know what's going to happen.
Well,
it ain't going to be pretty.
Disaster.
A few things. One is on the macroeconomic level, the Treasury, let's say, prints the dollars, right? As we said, the banks, the smaller banks, they underwrite loans. And then the Federal Reserve does open market operations on federal debt. The federal government says, it makes the calculation that it's better to borrow than print. Mm-hmm. Because by the time they need to service that debt, the dollar will be worth less. So it actually is cheaper for them to just say, I owe you money with dollars that will be worth a lot less in the future. Having said that, though, when there's an opposite problem that's happening when people lose jobs. The opposite problem is that dollars become scarce because remember, most of the dollars are issued by banks. And then when that cash flow defaults, like when these retailers default on their loans, where is that money? That money, poof, disappears.
It's gone.
From the economy. So,
deflation in that case.
You have deflation. So this printing of more dollars, this Keynesian type of thing, isn't exactly creating excess dollars if a lot of dollars are simply disappearing from
the
economy.
That's a great point.
That's the Federal Reserve's issuance of the $4 trillion, but the Trump administration signed the bill to issue $2 trillion of U.S. debt. So that gets a little more complicated because currently, basically, your income taxes, the United States income tax, the whole total receipts goes to pay the interest on the loans,
the Grace Commission,
that have been taken up to this point. So, you know, like, at what point are we not taxing enough to pay the interest that we're, you know, we're already kicking the debt down the road to our grandchildren and great grandchildren and whomever else is going to deal with it? What happens when you can't pay the interest either?
I don't know.
We don't,
nothing good. That your credit rating suffers.
But anyway, so the thing that helps the United States is that the government's money, the dollar, because of the Bretton Woods system, is in demand all over the world.
It is.
So as long as other
for
countries
now.
Are doing worse than we are, we are okay. We can print a ton of money because others will take it.
Well, you know, I mean, you know, when you can see the, when you're jogging down the track and you might be the guy in the lead, sometimes you got to look back and see whether or not there's a guy behind you that's running faster. And right now, what China's doing with this digital currency is they've kicked in for that final run. They're going to try to pass the United States. And if they do, like, what's the... I believe once somebody passes, once one currency passes the U.S. dollar, kaboom, it just blows up. Now, that did not happen with the pound sterling. I'd like to point that out. London is still the world's banking center, and New York has a strong claim on that, as does Hong Kong. But, and mind you, China's taking over Hong Kong, so China will be one of the world's banking centers here in the relatively near future. But it seems to me once somebody passes up, once the U.S. dollar is no longer the most valuable thing, it's just gone. Like, it just falls like a rock, is how I
see it.
It's
a prediction.
It's a prediction.
But you were right, though, and you're giving a good example, Greg, of how this system is manipulated from top to bottom. And they've got some, they've got a lot of tricks up their sleeve that has kept this thing afloat for a long time. And so you're pointing out that, you know, even though they are printing like crazy, they're also just replacing the loans that had already existed and are now being defaulted upon. And so maybe the total is, you know, maybe the aggregate will be deflation instead of inflation. It's possible.
That's right? What you got to worry about. I mean, look at the Great Depression. Even Milton Friedman, who was quite libertarian in many of his ideas.
Yeah, sure.
You know, he criticized the Fed. He said, well, if the Fed does it, given that it exists, it should never have existed. But given that it exists, it should do its job. And what was the job of the Fed? It was to be the lender of last resort.
Yeah.
And it, they didn't lend. One third of the banks failed. And when the banks failed, one third of the money failed. And what that looks like is you try to get a job and they tell you, we have no money to hire you. So you have no money to spend at the retailers. And then the retailers can't pay their rent. And so what happens is the money's got to come back into the economy because just for people to sit around doing nothing is probably the worst outcome there can be. And that's the outcome.
That's what's happening now.
That's why pouring money into the economy may, in this case, be reviving it. But it definitely redistributes the money in ways that
I do not want to make it seem like you can just pull out of a Keynesian system at the bottom and the things go well. You know, when you got to pull out of a Keynesian system is when it's at the top.
Which they're never going to
do. Nobody will.
Right.
Like, nobody wants to leave the bar when they're feeling good.
Right. 855-450 free. Coming up, Greg, you've got the story about these businesses. Huge numbers of businesses are not paying rent. In May and April, we'll talk about it on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org. This COVID-19 thing has turned the world upside down. Regardless of what you believe about it, it has changed our lives. But what's not changed is that if you own a business, you need to advertise to reach new customers or clients. Our audience is not the kind to stick their heads in the sand during a crisis. They are fully engaged and more active than ever. Special advertising packages are available to you to help you not just recover, but thrive. Email my sales manager, Matthew@freetalklive.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Family and friends of George Floyd honored him in Minneapolis, 2 miles from where the 46-year-old father died in police custody. Floyd's death has reignited a nationwide movement against the police killings of black Americans. Three of the four ex-officers charged in Floyd's death made their first court appearances.
We got all four!
And in Georgia, a judge ruled that the case against three men charged in murdering Ahmaud Arbery can go forward. Largely peaceful marches continue in dozens of cities. Los Angeles has lifted its curfew, and at the White House, new fencing has been installed to bolster security. And New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said that people in New York City protesting the death of George Floyd should assume they've been exposed to the coronavirus. This is USA Radio News. Drew Brees has apologized after receiving backlash for comments he made not backing potential NFL player protests during the national anthem. The New Orleans quarterback said in an Instagram post that his comments were, quote, insensitive and completely missed the mark. Brees drew ire online after he responded to a question about whether the NFL should support players kneeling during the anthem as a form of protest against police brutality. His initial comment said, I will never agree with anyone disrespecting the flag of the United States of America or our country. Virginia Governor Ralph Northam announced the removal of a statue of the Confederate General Robert E. Lee from Richmond's famous Monument Avenue. The statue will be removed as quickly as possible, Northam said. The statue, which sits on state property, will move to storage while Northam's administration works with the community to determine its future. The Legislative Black Caucus said in a statement, removing the monument is a step in the right direction in the continued fight to address institutional racism. This is USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, you may join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live brought to you by Bitcoin.com. Great place to go and learn the basics about Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, and cryptocurrency in general over at Bitcoin.com. Also, they've got an excellent news website where you can get the latest headlines about cryptocurrency news from across the planet at news.bitcoin.com. Plus, you can buy Bitcoin Cash through local.bitcoin.com, which is a cool thing they launched. Actually, I think it was 1 year ago. It was the very beginning of June in 2019 when they launched local.bitcoin.com. So it's celebrating its first year. Go check that out over at bitcoin.com. As we go to your phone calls and thoughts coming up, Greg's got the story about massive numbers of U.S. businesses just not paying rent over the last couple of months. Like more than half, I think you said, or close to half was the number. We'll get into that coming up here. But first, Lumpy is on the line. He's on our Discord server at discord.lrn.fm. Go ahead, Lumpy.
Good evening, everybody.
Hey, you're calling from Massachusetts. Go
ahead. I'm calling from the police state of Massachusetts. Now, I'll tell you, I'm on Cape Cod, which is an absolutely beautiful place, but things are really messed up down here.
Really?
I'm a handyman. I'm going around from job to job today, and I want to buy some beer in the afternoon. So I go, I get my lunch, I get a steak and cheese sub at a place called Pinocchio's, and the bastards didn't give me cheese, so I figured
little liars,
it's not,
those little liars at Pinocchio's.
That's right.
How long is that nose?
Exactly. But, you know, so I went down, I go down to the liquor store right down the street where they're making my sandwich, which they only serve outside. You can't go in unless you have a mask on. And I'm lucky. You can't go in anywhere. There's places down here. There's the biggest hardware store that's not Home Depot down here called Mid Cape Home Centers. They're not accepting cash. So guess what?
Jesus.
You guys don't get my damn business.
Yep.
You know, and none of them. It's enraging because these people in Massachusetts don't get it. They love their servitude. They love their slavery. They really do. And for me saying this stuff, they'll probably think I'm some kind of terrorist. I'm not kidding. I mean, really, that's how these people are. They'll believe anything the television tells them. They'll believe anything the governor tells them. They really will.
It's so sad. You know, and
it's a beautiful place. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. You know, there's, where I'm at, there's like hardly ever any bugs. We got nice breeze here. You know, we get the river. We get shellfish out of all the time, and
sounds,
you know,
awesome.
It's beautiful. Yeah, it's beautiful. And you know, but when I'm
but it's
at work,
full of sheep. It's full of obedient serfs who will do whatever it is that they're told to do.
Yeah, and I won't go into a business that asked me to wear a face condom.
No, so, wait a minute. You know, are they asking or are they refusing service?
Oh, no,
service?
It's right on the door. It's right on the door in a lot of places. Like, I go in the morning and I get, you know, I get a couple of those Monster Energy drinks in the coffee ones in the morning. Uh-huh. I go to a gas station and I tell them, I said, well, I said to them, the girls I'm always flirting with them, I say, you got such a beautiful smile, because she's wearing the mask, right?
Yeah.
So, and they're all loving it. We have a good time. But, you know, finally they put up their counter condom, you know, and I said, this is the lousiest bullet, I didn't say that, I said S-iest,
yeah.
But anyway, you know, I said, this is the S-iest bulletproof glass I've ever seen. It's not going to save you. It's not, and I say that to everybody, you
sure,
know.
It's
but
funny.
Right. Invite them to your tea party.
Yeah, these people, as nice as they are, they're still mass holes, so they, you know, they don't get it.
But just to clarify something, Lumpy, are you experiencing that these businesses are asking or refusing service? Because most of the places most of the places around here, or a lot of them, have signs on the door, especially the more corporate kind of places, right? They have signs on the door that will say things like, we request that you wear a mask, or we expect that you wear a mask. But it's very rare that you'll see masks are required. But I did finally run into that at Citizens Bank here in Keene the other day. It's the first time, because I've been out and about.
They're currently requiring you to wear a mask into a bank.
Right.
It's the weirdest thing.
Yeah, I walked in. The woman behind the counter, she stands. There were four counters, right? Counter areas where tellers could stand behind, right? Of course, they don't have four tellers.
I've seen
here.
People with a gun on their hip in banks here in New Hampshire.
Yeah, I've been in the Bank of America in the King Keene with a 9mm on my hip with no problem.
I've had no problem open carrying guns into most banks. Citizens Bank, however, is the only bank that has refused to allow me to enter with a gun.
I wonder if they would let you carry a gun and require you to carry a mask.
Well, Citizens Bank will not allow you to wear a gun at all. They haven't allowed that ever.
No shoes, no service, no mask, no gun.
But other,
yeah, basically that they say that. I've seen signs that says no shirt, no shoes. I've seen the no mask, no service sign.
So,
and I'll tell you what, you know how mouthy I get. You guys might know me. I've said loud enough for them to hear that they're idiots many times, because I'm so enraged. I'm so mad. The place I go to buy shingles and stuff like that, and deck stuff. I mean, they have this extended counter. They have a huge piece of thick plywood out there now on the other side of the counter, and they have a long handle. They accept cash, so at least I go there, and they don't hassle me about wearing a mask.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all wearing a mask on their stupid chins like idiots,
mm-hmm.
you know, or their nose is sticking out. It's over their mouth. You know,
right.
Anyway, but
ridiculous.
They hand it to me on a big, long piece of wood with a paper plate with a pizza drawn on it. That's how they hand me my change. You've got to put your money on that. I'm in there with a buddy of mine, and, you know, I crack a few jokes every time I'm in there about, anyway, you know, sideways jokes. But so as a handyman, now this place is horrible, and I love living here. It's a beautiful place and everything, but it's still Massachusetts, and it's the land of the sheep. So I want to be able to start taking cryptocurrency, and I know Greg's on the show tonight. So, Greg, can I ask you a question about Intercoin?
Yeah, sure.
All right. I think you're the inventor, creator, I guess, right?
You can say that.
All right. Now, so what would... Now, I'm still a novice to this stuff. I haven't taken it before. I've got an Edge wallet, right? And I'd like to be able to start taking crypto from my customers. But, you know, a lot of these people are Massachusetts people. They don't get it anyway. So, and a lot of my customers are elderly, and there's no way they're, you know, there's no way they're going to, this is Cape Cod. This is a retirement place. People come here to die like they go to Florida.
Yeah, they don't want
to
learn a new thing at the end of their life.
No, they're done. And, so, you know, I believe that Intercoin is being treated as a security. Now, I'm a tax protester. I haven't paid taxes in well over a decade. And I'm not like Ridley where I sent him a letter. I believe Dave Ridley is, you guys know, he sent him a letter and said, you know, I guess that's the way that you keep them from hassling you. I'm not going to pay him. And, because I don't believe in anything they do. So.
Was there a question about Intercoin coming in?
Yeah. So would I get on the radar if I started taking Intercoin, because I believe it's treated as a security where Ethereum or some, you know, other things are. I don't want to be on there.
He's asking. Okay, you're asking, is there some sort of legal liability to accept Intercoin?
Yeah, that's a great question. So a security. Security is defined basically by the Howey test, which was Howey versus the United States, the Supreme Court. I think it was a court that basically said, look, a security is something where people expect it to go up in value. They buy it not because it gives you, you know, access to certain things, but mostly to speculate and to hold it and to sell it. So that's why we treat Intercoin as a security, because that's why I think many people are buying a new ICO or whatever you call it, new token, thinking that, well, if the network grows and the whole thing goes up, it could be like the next Bitcoin, right? So that's why people might want to get it. However, the problem, and this problem, Telegram had this problem just recently, is that the federal government basically stopped them from using the Telegram grams as a currency.
Right.
And
but they stopped them from even launching.
Yeah, they said,
I'll buy a gram off you, man.
Well, no, you will.
No. But the thing is, are we talking about teas? Anyway, so
just weed.
Okay. So the thing is, Intercoin has two levels. Intercoin itself is the gold of the economy. You would issue your own currency, and you would actually have your own currency, which would be pegged to the dollar if you wanted to.
Or whatever.
It wouldn't be a security.
It doesn't have to be dollar.
It wouldn't have to be a dollar. It could be pegged to Bitcoin.
And this is just getting started. So Intercoin itself hasn't really launched yet. You're doing a fundraising period.
Yeah.
Intercoin.org, you can go and check it out, and anybody can get involved there. Thank you, Lumpy. There's more coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing. Mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports too. Don't wait, every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Maybe enough time for you if you call in now. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. Coming up, there's an interesting story that Greg's going to share here about stores, a shocking number of retailers not paying their rent. That's on the way. Your calls and thoughts, though, we're going to go back to the phones and the fun. But don't forget to help support Free Talk Live via the AMP program, like Tom has done. Tom is a gold amplifier, and that means that Tom contributes $10 a month to the AMP program, and AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. So you can head on over to amp.freetalklive.com, and that will allow you to get signed up where you can use your credit card, you can use PayPal, you can use Bitcoin, BTC, and sign up for the AMP program and get access to some cool perks, get some bennies for being an amplifier, and you help us get on, get Free Talk Live on new radio stations. Just got a signed agreement in today, as a matter of fact, from a new station, so I don't like to say where it is until we actually get them on the air, because every time I say when, you know, what station's going to be on, something goes wrong. And it never actually starts when they're supposed to start. So we'll let you know once they're on the air with us. And there's actually another station in California that's supposed to be coming on this weekend. So we got a couple of them that are in the hopper. Looking forward to announcing those for real once they are done. The deals are done. It's just they're not on the air yet. So these things take time. But it's because of amplifiers like Tom. And Tom's, as I said, doing $10 a month. We only ask for $5 a month, so he's doing twice that. So we appreciate it. It's because of amplifiers like Tom that we're able to get on more radio stations and spread the ideas of freedom as far and as wide as we can. Gene the Christian Anarchist is one of those longtime amplifiers as well, and he's on the line on our Discord server. Go ahead, Gene.
Yeah, the list of people who have been killed by the violent police department, a long list. The people that keep track of these things say that it's been some 1,000 people so far.
How many thousand? You cut out there for just a sec.
I think they say around 1,000 so far this year.
Oh, just this year. Okay, got it.
But I wanted to talk about one of those 1,000. Of course, know about George, and we know talked tonight about Duncan Lamp. But there's Breonna Taylor, who was shot in Louisville, Kentucky. She was shot about 2 months ago, and now the protesters are also taking up this case. but she was an EMT technician, and she was killed. The SWAT team were in her house with her boyfriend. Her boyfriend, she was 27, I believe, five.
Wow.
She's a young, very young lady, and she was there. Of course, she's a black. Not that that matters, because Glimp was a white guy. But at any rate, she's an EMT technician. She's never been in trouble. They come into her house because somebody supposedly was picking up packages there that looked suspicious, you know. So her boyfriend had a gun, took a shot at a cop, hit him in the femoral artery. He survived.
But then
the SWAT team, of course, opens up, and they kill this lady.
Now, did they know they were cops when they were coming through the, you know, coming into the house?
Well, of course, believe it or not, these cops didn't even have body cams up.
Mm.
In this day and age, there is no excuse for that.
I thought they were plain clothed, but maybe I'm wrong on that one.
Yeah, I don't think so. Okay. Probably. But they claim, they announced that they were police before breaking in the door.
Well,
the neighbors,
hold on, wait a second. Okay, I have a little experience with criminals and their behavior, having spent 8.5 years in a Florida prison, and I can tell you that it's part of the training that the criminals put each other through to say, hey, it's police, right? Like, they'll yell police before they do things in order to get to throw you off in the first place.
Right, as if it even should have mattered whether they said police. But there's a discrepancy whether they said police or not.
They're supposed to let them rob you if they say we're police.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it really shouldn't matter. So anyway, the guy hits one of the cops. They blast the house full of bullets, kill this lady. And this has been like 2 months ago. But people don't realize how often things like this happen. And there shouldn't even be one case like this, not even one. And there's hundreds of them.
Yeah, let me just interject here, Gene. According to the NPR piece that was published actually today about Breonna Taylor's death, she and her boyfriend Kenneth were at home in her apartment when a team of plainclothes Louisville police officers arrived to execute a no-knock warrant early in the morning of March 13th. So it's early morning, plainclothes.
And no-knock.
No-knock. According to her family's lawyers, the subject of the investigation was not Taylor, her boyfriend, but a man she had dated previously who had once sent a package to her apartment. When police broke in, Walker thought that they were being robbed, says Taylor's lawyers. A licensed gun owner, he grabbed his weapon and shot an officer in the leg. The officers returned fire, shooting dozens of times, killing Taylor. So, yeah, he had no idea that these were cops. These were plainclothes men coming into their home in the middle of the night. That's why. Because, you know, when somebody says he shot at the cops, I'm like, well, why'd that happen? Well, because he didn't know they were cops. Anyway, go ahead.
And there's discrepancy there. The police seem to have thought that she's the one that did the shooting rather than him. Otherwise, he'd have been laying on the floor. So apparently, they misidentified the shooter. They thought she was the one with the gun, and they, of course, blasted her. Somehow, they missed him. I don't even know how, because, you know, normally when those crazy goons start shooting, they just shoot everything up, you know, everything that's moving, including the dog and the parakeet. So...
Well, thanks for sharing that, Gene. I appreciate you bringing that forward, and thank you, as always, for the call here tonight. And that's what I said in my recent story over at freekeen.com, which was about the protest that went on here in Keene yesterday. Massive numbers of people. I wrote up an opinion piece about that, hey, finally, average people are showing concern for police violence. It only took thousands of innocent bodies piled up over a myriad of years and countless millions of peaceful people arrested for victimless crimes for people to finally get mad enough to do something. So, I mean, it's better late than never.
I was saying my view on last night's show that if the policing is happening, that they don't know this guy, he doesn't know them, that's a major problem.
Mm-hmm.
And, right. You know, show me one example where having a gun made you more safe versus the police. It's almost like when the police arrive, having a gun is actually making you less safe.
It can very well be a liability.
In that case, sure.
There's
yeah.
a time when, like, so for instance, the protesters in Michigan who were there armed in the state capitol, those people are probably protected by their guns, is my guess. But What you're saying is absolutely true. If the cops are called to a situation they claim is violent and a person, they see a gun, gun, you're going down.
Greg, give me the bullet points on this story. We're short on time, but I think it's important headline. People need to know a little bit about this. What's going on with retailers?
Yeah, I'm just reading off this businessinsider.com. It's actually a real estate research firm called Datex Property Solutions. They did a study obtained by the Washington Post. More than half of America's retailers didn't pay their rent in April and May as coronavirus closures decimated their revenues, including large retailers, Bed Bath & Beyond, Famous Footwear, H&M, The Gap, AMC, and Regal Movie Theaters, which, of course, are empty.
Yeah.
24-hour fitness gyms have all missed payments, jeopardizing the stability of their property management companies and municipal governments that rely on property taxes. So you could see the chain going up the chain,
right?
And that's where is the money coming from? And so I'm just going to say, and it's just my view, if everyone had a UBI and we weren't worried
universal
basic income and we weren't worried about people eating, then I think the place in the chain where you could actually, the landlords still have to pay to the mortgage brokers, but the people lending out the money at interest, they're the ones that pension funds are invested into, etc. If everyone has a UBI and they don't get their pension check, at least they can survive. It's the lenders that need to, I think, not collect for 3 months or whatever it is. Because the landlords need to pay, the renters need to pay, everybody else needs to pay. That's my view, but that only works if everyone has a UBI. Otherwise, the grandma's not going to get the check from the pension fund and so on.
Well, I would think that, currently, I think the way it is that many mortgage companies are allowing people to slide on their payments for
a period. But they're still going to owe them.
Yeah, well, right. I mean, it doesn't go away.
Yeah.
You know, and landlords are, in many cases, not collecting rent or giving rebates on rent and things like that.
I waived one of my renters' rent.
And that means that money's not coming back, right? So mortgage companies, they're just sliding back payments.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, landlords appear to be the ones who are taking it on the chin right now.
Well, my big question is, what's going to happen when property taxes come due? How many people are going to default on property taxes? Because that's where all this ends.
That's where the government starts feeling the pinch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, what governments should do is waive that percentage that they charge people for late payments on property taxes.
That's what some of them have talked about. But what will they actually do? What will it actually look like? Out of time for tonight. Check out more about Greg over at intercoin.org. That's his thing. And we'll see you tomorrow online in the meantime between now and then. Yes, we're back in Keene with more local shows here for Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.